Merhaba, ben Mesut Çevik. Dolunahaber.com olarak Londra'da HTC One lansmanındayız. Birazdan HTC'nin tasarım bölümü başkanı Scott Drayle'la bir röportajımız olacak. Röportaj ardından tekrar birlikteyiz.
Hi Scott, I want to start with HTC One's body design. What's the highlights of the HTC One?
Wow, where to start? So I think the first thing is that when we looked at the HTC One, we started thinking about the entry point to the phone. And so the entry point of the phone really starts with Blink. And what Blink does is it brings your content, your interests, all to the home screen. So you can simply kind of scroll through and go into a particular article. You can read it, share it with friends, and then you can go to other articles if you want. So I think really this experience is built on this kind of snacking mentality. You know, it's when you're walking down the street, you're standing in line at the grocery store, you know, you're in an elevator, you're waiting for the train or the bus. It's really meant to kind of fill those small moments of every day. You know, the 5, 10, 30 second moment. We're just looking to be entertained, go in, find out some information, and then bounce back out.
HTC One has a unibody, aluminum body, and it's very thin phone. Mm. What could you say about it?
Sure. So I think in terms of the industrial design, I think one thing that's really remarkable about this phone is it's the first phone to give you a virtually all metal design. You know, traditional mobile phones, they basically peeled back areas where there's either glass or plastic or something. They basically take in away the metal to allow the antenna signals to basically get through. And now with the HTC One, we've broken down that last barrier and delivered an awesome design. So that's one element that really makes it feel great. I think one of the other elements is that with that all metal design, we basically are leveraging this process that we call zero gap construction. And what that does is it lets us create a composite structure. So as you look at the phone and you look at the various parts, they're all joined together and manufactured together. So you really have this kind of perfect fit and finish. And I think last but not least, I think you mentioned it, was that this phone feels really awesome in the hand. And that's really twofold. Number one is it has this purity of design. It's a very pure back surface, but it goes down to this very thin sidewall. It's less than 4 millimeters. So it really feels remarkable in the hand.
What do you think about waterproof concept? Is necessary for daily life?
You know, I think different cultures have different needs around waterproof, so I don't think we're opposed to it. But right now, I don't think it's at the top of people's list in terms of what they're, you know, when they're buying a phone. So it's something that we think about, and obviously this phone is, you know, it's water resistant, but it's not waterproof. So there's, you know, I think there's a lot of opportunity there, but I don't think it's at the top of most people's list.
The sound is very main highlights of the HTC One's. Could you talk about it?
Sure.
Beats Audio and other stereo speakers?
Sure. I think the first thing to talk about when you talk about sound on the HTC One is that we're introducing a variety of features called boom sound. Boom sound is comprised of dual front-facing speakers to deliver true stereo sound, our latest generation amplifier, and Beats Audio. And really, these three elements give you this unprecedented sound experience. And, you know, when you think about front-facing speakers, I think the first question is a lot of people are like, why do I need that? And then when you talk about that moment when you're, you know, out at a club or you're at a party and you try to show some movie to somebody, you try to show them the latest viral clip that you've seen, you know, everybody gets around and they can't hear. They can't hear what's going on the phone. And so this experience with the loudness, the stereo sound, really becomes this awesome sharing experience when you're out with friends or you're with family and just want to share a simple clip.
You know, HTC released a lot of phones in 1 year, and I think this is a very, very hard design process because you have a short time for a phone. What could you talk about it?
So the design of a phone is obviously, it's a challenging process, and there's hundreds and thousands of people working on both the mechanical design, the industrial design, and the user experience. And I think the other thing is that the pace of innovation in the mobile industry, it obviously moves very, very fast. But we're focused on providing not just innovation for innovation's sake, but innovation to benefit people. So we step back as a design organization, as a company, and start thinking about, You know, how are people using their phones? What can the technology do for them that maybe they're not even realizing? And so when you look at experiences like Blink, or you look at the new camera experience like HTC Zoe, we're harnessing the power of services or the hardware and the software to do things that actually are really magical experience and really provide meaningful innovation for people.
If you have to make a choice between more battery life or thinner phone, what is your choice?
Well, I mean, it's not a 1+1=2 actually equation. It's a really complicated scenario. I think that when we design a phone, this is obviously something that we think about. We look at the battery size, we look at the overall form factor, and then we look at our software experiences of how we can optimize battery performance. And so it's a it's a complex matrix of decision making process to go. So it's never really we're going to trade off X for Y. It's usually a more complicated, more nuanced decision-making process.
Okay. And you have a new camera technology. It's ultra pixels, and HTC One has that technology. What's the highlights of ultra pixels, and what do you think about HDR video recording?
Sure. So I think with ultra pixels, when we started thinking about the camera for the HTC One, again, we were thinking about meaningful innovation. And if you look at cameras, the reality is that people have been sold a myth about megapixels. The reality is that for image quality, megapixels are irrelevant. They mean nothing. In fact, the more megapixels, the higher megapixel you go, the image quality goes down within the same sensor size. So we started with this truth about photography, and we developed our own technology called the UltraPixel camera. And basically, what the UltraPixel camera is that we focused on the pixel size, not the pixel count. So with our UltraPixels, we're able to gather 300% more light than your conventional 8 or 13 megapixel phone. And so what that allows you to do is you get better motion photography. You get HDR video. You get ghostless HDR. But I think the real magic and the real improvement, the real giant leap, is the innovation and the step forward in terms of the low light performance. When you take a photo in low light with the HTC One, you get a better chance at actually capturing that moment. The images they're less grainy. They're less dark. And there, it provides you that opportunity to capture that moment so that you can either relive that moment later on or share that moment.
When we talk about Windows phones, users have a lot of color choices or color options, but the Android phones has only two colors, black or white. Could we see in the future pink, yellow, or red versions of HTC One?
I'm not going to announce any colors today, but we're always looking at color trends and kind of where there's opportunities.
Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for your time.
HTC'nin tasarım bölümü başkanı Scott'tan HTC One'ın detaylarını aldık. Bir sonraki videoda görüşmek üzere. Hoşça kalın.